We shift now to federal legislation that deals with the nation's small businesses. Chris Gunn is with the American Small Business League, and thank you, firstly, for the opportunity this noon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tim.
Now, as I understand, part of federal law mandates that a certain amount of government contracts go to small businesses, but is that in some way, shape, or form being skirted?
Well, yeah, what the federal law dictates that 23% of the total value of all federal contracts be awarded to small businesses, and right now that goal is not being met, and roughly somewhere between 50 and 86% of those contracts are actually going to large firms in the United States and even in Europe.
So how does that happen? A big company sets up a smaller subsidiary, thereby claiming it's a small business?
Well, we're looking at a few possibilities. The first is acquisitions, where a large company would acquire a smaller company that already has small business contracts. That company is no longer small, but they continue to count those contracts towards the small business procurement goal. The other way is actually NAICS code abuse, which is the North American Industry Classification System. They're actually miscertifying themselves as small businesses in order to compete with smaller firms for federal small business contracts.
So what can be done about it, and what role does Vermont's congressional delegation, firstly, and Vermonters themselves have to play?
Well, what we're looking at here is a solution through a couple of bills that are going to be going through the Senate shortly. The first is S-2300, the Small Business Contracting Revitalization Act, and it's actually being spearheaded by Senator Kerry and Senator Snow. Through the Senate, it includes a provision for annual recertification. We're asking small business owners and concerned citizens to support S-2300, support annual recertification, because we believe it's going to actually pull those large firms and those contracts that are going to large firms out and increase the availability of federal contracts to small businesses. The other one is actually a piece of legislation that we at the American Small Business League have been working on with Senator Barbara Boxer, that we're hoping to get introduced into the Senate as well. And what we'd be looking at there is stopping firms that are publicly traded, large publicly traded firms, from being counted towards the small business procurement goal. And we think that what we're going to do there is actually pull out those large companies, those Lockheed Martins and Boeings of the world, and actually, you know, divert those contracts back to legitimate small businesses. And what small business owners can do is they can contact their representatives. Specifically, you can contact Patrick Leahy or Bernard Sanders and let them know that you support this legislation, the removal of large firms and federal small business contracts, and even support us by contacting John Kerry or Senator Snow on the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship.
So it sounds like, given the people on the committee and the political makeup here, you may be preaching to the converted. But even so, it sounds like it is important, if this is something critical to you, to make your voice be heard.
Very much so.
Now, when dealing with different government contracts, how much can a small business hope to count on if it is trying to make a living? And really, can somebody in a small community in Vermont hope to succeed in that sort of venue?
Well, yeah, I think that we can. With the removal of these large firms, we're really going to free up a lot of federal contracting dollars. And as you may already know, the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world, really. They spend about $500 billion annually, and 23% of that is a big chunk of change. We're looking at about $135 billion that needs to be going to small businesses, and right now less than half of that is actually going to small businesses. So by opening up the federal marketplace, removing those large firms, we think that we're actually going to increase the availability of those federal contracts for small businesses and really make it so firms in Brattleboro or anywhere really in Vermont could theoretically compete for small business contracts doing almost anything, you know, supplying goods and services or even educational services to the federal government.
All right, Chris Gunn from the American Small Business League, we really would like to thank you a lot for the opportunity this afternoon.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much. And if anyone has any questions or anything that they'd like to check out, our website is www.asbl.com.